ஓம் ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஓம் சமஸ்தஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்மவித்வரம். ஓம் சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்யாதே தவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நுமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். வி ஹவ் சீன் தி இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பியூரிஃபைங் அவர் மைண்ட் ஃப்ரம் வேரியஸ் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட்ஸ். யஸ்டர்டே வி டிஸ்கஸ்ட் சம் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பியூரிஃபிகேஷன் லைக் யஜ்ஞ தான தப ஜப தீர்த்த விரத. Then it was found that among all these sadhanas, vichara is the shrestha sadhana. Even when we point out japa, tapa, yajna, but we have to understand even what they are, there also understanding is required. And Bhagavan Sri Krishna has said that there is no purifier-like knowledge, and many seekers have realized Bhagavat Swarupa only by the penance of knowledge. So we have to discuss this topic. What Bhagavan has said that. So now when we talk about the purification, let us find out what are the impurities. So now sloka number 11, okay. Raga dvesha daya kamaha krodha lobha dayo picha ahankarastatha swartho விவிதா மனசோ மலாஹா. விவிதா மனசோ மலாஹா, தி வெரைட்டி ஆஃப் மல இம்பியூரிட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட். ஓன்லி ஃபியூ ஆர் மென்ஷன்ட் ஹியர், பட் ஈச் ஒன் ஹேஸ் காட் வேரியஸ் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தேட். ஒன், ராக. ராக Raga, we translate as attachment, raga, liking. Dvesha, dvesha means dislike also. Dvesha means hatred also, some very strong form of dislike becomes hatred. Little dilute form called dislike. I dislike this, I hate it. Never use the word hate and all that, but we use raga, dvesha, adaya, etc. Then from there is a kamaha. Kamaha means desire. Krodha. Krodha means anger. Lobhadeha. Lobha, greed, etc. What is etc.? See, when the speaker does not know what are more, he says etc. etc., etc. But the meaning is he does not know what are other things. Kama, krodha, lobha, mada, matsarya, jealousy, envy, arrogance, so many are there. Then ahankaraha, ego, ahankara. What is this ego? We have to know, you know, we use all these words very loosely, very often also. But we have to understand what exactly it means. Tatha, swarthaha, selfishness. Ego and selfishness. Like that, you know. Raga dvesha daya kamaha, krodha lobha dayopicha, ahankarastatha swartho, vividha manasomalaha. Now, briefly we'll just see first. Ragaha, raga means, I like something. It can be a material thing, it can be a living being, even the birds and animals, or the human beings. And some different places also, different experiences also, we like some experiences also. I like that. And what is the meaning? Liking means what? In the presence of that, I feel very good. And I want to remain with it, or that thing should remain with me. This is called raga, attachment. Raga. I must be there with, or that thing should all the time be with me then. Raga. Dvesha. Briefly you are saying, then again we'll discuss. Dvesha means just I don't like. I don't like that person. But why? I don't know why, but I just don't like. But is there any valid reason? Why should there be any valid reason? I just don't like. In the company of that person, I don't feel very at ease. I told you, things and beings and human beings and places and various experiences, it can be anything. Raga dvesha. Disliking. Kamaha. Desire. Again, the desire also can be for anything. For objects, things and beings and circumstances, places, people, experience. What is that desire? See, desire is an expression of some incompleteness in our heart. So I don't feel it complete. Then I desire means what? Desire is dependence on something to complete myself. That if this thing I have, then it's complete. That's why in all advertisements of different products and all that, you know, you see that they say, you know why you are unhappy in your house? Because you don't have plasma TV. If you get a plasma TV, you'll be very happy. Or you don't have this particular bathtub. See, what is this salesmanship and commercial advertisement? See, what you need, if that only supplied to you, then it's not a big thing. But they create desire in your mind. Then you go, you know, I don't have this, that's why, you see. So desire arises from our sense of some incompleteness, and then the dependence on something to be happy, complete myself. That's called desire. I'm telling briefly, more we'll see. Oh, there's more. There's plenty there to think about. Once you start inquiry, then there's a lot, you see. But all of you, so just say, I want, I desire. But what exactly that, why all that, we don't know. Kamaha. And if kama, desire, is obstructed by anything or anybody, then its expression is called krodhaha. Krodha means anger. Anger, we know that, is always on tip of our nose, ever ready. Krodha also means, you know, agitation. When the desire arises, immediately agitation is there. Anger may not be there, but agitation. But if it is obstructed by somebody or something, then you get anxious. You know, some people when they drive also, and only if the red light is there, they get anxious. Oh, but why are you getting angry, Baba? The traffic signal, That traffic signal is red. Why are you becoming red? क्रोध अरे अच्छा जा रहा था मैं स्पीड को इसने रोक दिया काम क्रोध एंड समटाइम्स ऑन द फोन आल्सो दे वांट टू कनेक्ट सम इट डज नॉट हैव टू द पेन फोन ने दे अरे बेचारे फोन ने क्या किया हैव नाउ व्हाट कैन यू डू क्रोध एंगर obstructed desire manifests in the form of krodh, anger, kama krodha, lobha. If desire is fulfilled, then it becomes greed. Greed means what? I want more. Little more. First you say, if this much is, it is enough. But when you get that, a little more will do. Greed. Lobha. So if desire is not fulfilled, anger. If fulfilled, then the lobha. Lobha. Etc. means what? You want more and more. And that greed, you know, in the beginning, the nature of greed is, I want more and more of the thing, pleasure, power, whatever is that. Then slowly it takes the form of grabbing from someone else also. That lobha, see, whatever I had, I want to multiply that. That is one thing. But when I want to grab someone else's wealth or property or whatever is that, then Paradravya jitsa, that's called lobha. You have to grab other person's wealth also. Lobha. Then you say lobha papasya karanam. And once that greed arises, many causes for committing sins also arise. Because to fulfill that greed, because normally, you know, it is said in the world is enough to fulfill need of all, but not greed. And when that greed is not fulfilled, then person does even wrong things also. And it depends upon if a higher and higher position you are and greater power you have and all that, then you can't do anything like that. Lobha. Kama, Krodha, Lobha. In the Bhagavad Gita 14th chapter, it is said, these are the three main, I don't know whether you call it enemies or their impurities, desire, anger, and love. Trividham narakasyedam dwaram nashanamatmana. These are the three gateways to hell. That's what said there, naraka. Kama, krodha, lobha. And if one person wants more and he does not have, but someone else has that, So people are very envious of that person and jealous of that one. No? He has more than me. I gave you the example of traffic. There also you find some people when they drive, they don't like anybody passing or overtaking them and all that. So if somebody goes, and then he'll just fall. And what happens is, both of them reach the same time to the same signal there. So even though you just move so fast and all that, but if peculiar tendencies are what, how dare you go ahead of me? Kama, krodha, lobaha, ahankara, what to speak of ahankara? I think today you are discussing about ahankara, no? In discussion group, I think I am told. Ahankara, what is ahankara? Ego, what is ego? Which I have bloated. What is this ahankara? Now let me tell you. Ego is a sense of individuality. It rises from our identification with one thing or the other. This ahankara also has got two forms. One is very objective, natural, that everybody has. Without that, you cannot function. We all feel we are human beings. That's because you are identifying with the human body or not. That ego means that I am so and so. This is the form, right? So I am a human being, I am man, I am woman. That, when you say that, that also is ego only. But it doesn't make any problematic like that, you know. Very objective form of this ahankar. What is your profession when you say, I'm a doctor, an architect, or engineer? Even that also is, you are identifying with some qualification and then you are saying, I am so and so. So, this ahankara is only a sense of individuality which arises from our feeling of oneness, identification with something. So far, so good. But when it takes the form, I am superior to other. I have done this. Who is there like me? When you start feeling in that way, then that ahankar takes the form of arrogance. So then you want to put other person down and you are only great. Then there is a pride of wealth and people around me, this, that. That's called ahankara. They call bloated ego. It's called bloated ego. Ahankara. I have done this. Nobody can do it better than that. Ahankara. And with this ahankara, swartha is related. Swartha, selfish and self-centeredness. And nature of ahankara is, it is very demanding. And exhibition is there. Pradarshan, vritti. I went there and they did not recognize me. Why should they recognize? They don't know who are you. Why they did not know? And some people have got such a feeling that everybody knows them. Go there, you know. Ask anybody. They will tell you where is my house and all. And when you go to that area, nobody knows him. Swartha, self-centeredness, what I will have, what I will get. Ahankara has got many, many forms. Do you know, there are many diseases, but a cancer is a very peculiar disease, right? What a peculiarity of a cancer is, it can happen anywhere. See, if you got an eye problem, it will be only in the eyes, no? A retina problem will not be in the ears. So certain problems will be there only that specific. But cancer can happen anywhere. कहाँ का कैंसर हो रहा है तेरे को? अरे क्या बताऊँ मैं? कैंसर कैन टेक प्लेस एनीवेयर. इन द सेम वे अहंकार कैन टेक प्लेस एनीवेयर. पीपल हैव अहंकार ऑफ नॉट हैविंग अहंकार. यू नो आई टेल यू आई हैव नो ईगो एट ऑल. आई नो ईगो. नो ईगो. Therefore, ahankar is compared with cancer. It's like cancer. Ahankar. Swartham is what? Only self-interested. Not bothered about others and all that. Vividha manaso malaha. Briefly, I have told you this. What is the more? We'll say. Now, the thought development. Now, all these things are there. We experience them. Raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, and all of them are there. Now, important point. Next shloka, you see. Ete sarve hi drishyante. ते चलति जागृति प्रलीनं च यदा चित्तं नैतेषां दृश्यते गतिः. नाउ एते सर्वे हि दृश्यन्ते. ऑल दिस व्हाट वी जस्ट नाउ एन्यूमरेटेड लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स डिजायर एंगर ऑल दिस वेरियस थॉट्स feelings, emotions, and all of them, etesa drishyate, they all are seen, experienced, when chitte chalati jagrati, in the waking state, when the mind functions, all these are there, all that. Pralinam cha yada chittam, but when the mind is absorbed, or becomes unmanifest like in our deep sleep, naitesham drishyate gatihi. Then we don't see any movement or expressions of all of them, isn't it? All the raga, dveshas and all that. When the mind is functioning, then all of these are seen. When the mind is not functioning, that's why in sleep, you know, all people look so innocent. So nice. The moment wakes up, then you see what happens. But as long as a person is sleeping, so nice. Right? But do you know the significance of this? Significance is, therefore, all these emotions and all the vrittis, they belong to mind, not Chaitanya Atma. That is the main point. Because pure consciousness, Chaitanya Swarupa is in the waking also, dream also, in deep sleep also. If all these doshas, if they belong to Atma, then you will never be free from them. So what is important point here is, as Bhagavan Shankaracharya has said, I have given the quotation also, रागेच्छा सुख दुखादि बुद्धौ सत्यां प्रवर्तते సుషుప్తో నాసి తన్నాశే తస్మాత్ బుద్ధేస్తు నాత్మన. ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ అవర్ మైండ్ ఆర్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ వెన్ దే ఆర్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ దెన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దేమ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ దేర్. దో దెఫార్ దే బిలాంగ్ టు మైండ్ ఓన్లీ నాట్ టు ఆత్మ. వాట్ ఎ గ్రేట్ రిలీఫ్. అండ్ యూ ఆర్ నాట్ ది మైండ్, యు ఆర్ ఆత్మతత్వ. దెఫార్ యాక్చువల్లీ యూ ఆర్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ దేమ్. బట్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్, యూ ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ ది మైండ్. అండ్ వెన్ వీ ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ ది మైండ్ దెన్ యూ సే ఐఎమ్ రెస్ట్లెస్, ఐఎమ్ పీస్ఫుల్, ఐ హావ్ గాట్ డిజైర్, ఐఎమ్ సో యాంగ్రీ, ఐఎమ్ దాట్ అండ్ దట్ ఇస్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్. వాట్ టు డూ? సో ఆల్ దిస్ మైండ్ మలాజ్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్. బట్ వాట్ టు డూ? వీ హ్యావ్ టు లివ్ విత్ అవర్ బాడీ, వీ హ్యావ్ టు లివ్ విత్ అవర్ మైండ్. అండ్ సపోజ్ యూ సే ఓకే ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మా బట్ ఇఫ్ ఇస్ అవర్ మైండ్, బట్ వాట్ టు డూ? దట్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ విత్ మీ యూ నో. సమ్ టైమ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ఫీల్ సో అన్హ్యాపీ, యాంగ్రీ, మిజరబుల్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. వీ వాంట్ టు రన్ అవే అండ్ వాంట్ టు గో సమ్వేర్ వే దిర్ ఇస్ నో సారో. జా గంభీ నహో ఆశూభీ నహో ఆర్ బట్ వేర్ ఎవర్ యూ గోట్ యువర్ మైండ్ విల్ బీ విత్ యూ ఓన్లీ. యూ విల్ క్రియేట్ వండర్ఫుల్, ఐ నో వండర్ఫుల్ ఆర్ బ్లండర్ఫుల్, వండర్ఫుల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ దేర్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. వేర్ విల్ యూ రన్ అవే? థర్డ్ క్లాస్ మైండ్. అండ్ దెన్ విత్ దట్ ఇఫ్ యూ గో ఎనీవే, ఆత్మ డజంట్ గివ్ యూ ట్రబుల్ ఎనీవే. దిస్ మైండ్ ఓన్లీ. దట్ వాజ్ దిస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ మైండ్ యువర్ మైండ్. బట్ పీపుల్ సే నెవర్ మైండ్ అండ్ దే కీప్ సఫరింగ్ ఓన్లీ. అహంకార స్వార్థ. సో ది ఇంపార్టెంట్ పాయింట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ దిస్ దోషాస్ బిలాంగ్ టు మైండ్ నాట్ టు ఆత్మతత్వ, రైట్? సో బట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు లివ్ ది మైండ్ అండ్ దే జస్ట్ కీప్ ఆన్ కమింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? విల్ కంటిన్యూ ది స్టోరీ టుమారో. ఓం నమో నారాయణాయ, ఓం నమో నారాయణాయ, ఓం ఓం నమో నారాయణాయ, ఓం నమో నారాయణాయ. ఓం నమో నారాయణాయ, 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 ఓం నమో నారాయణ. நாராயணாய ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணச்சந்திர பகவான் கீ ஜய். ஸ்ரீ சத்குருநாத் மகாராஜ கீ ஜய். ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி.